You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
All right, so this is our year of divine life. Our light is. And on Sunday, we were talking about the fact that there's an actual evangelism that we have to look into. That's a holistic view that we have to take note of. Amen. Evangelism is not just when we go out to verbally declare the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and expect people to respond to the gospel. There's another aspect where your life is showing for the glory of God, and it demands, or it causes people to begin to ask questions. Why is this unique about you? And that brings to mind what happened to Joseph. The Bible says that Potiphar knew clearly that what was happening in his businesses was because of the man Joseph. And what was unique about Joseph was that he had an ingredient upon his life, which was the presence of God. And even in the prison, he stood out because of the presence of God. And so by reason of the results that was happening in his life, it demanded attention. Amen. You remember the story of Moses and the burning bush? You remember that story? You know, Moses was tending to his father-in-law's flock, and then he noticed that there was something unusual happening. The usual is that when fire is set upon a bush, it's meant to consume the bush. But this was the case that fire was set upon the bush, but the bush was not being consumed, but there was fire on it. And that was the way God attracted him to his place, to now commission him for what God had ordained him to do. Praise the name of Jesus. So there's an aspect of our evangelistic life where our life, the results of our life, becomes the reason why people want to know what is that unique thing about you, and then we introduce them to our God. Praise the name of Jesus. And so we came to understand one thing. I'm going to add this time around. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's have it projected so we can all see it clearly. Praise the name of Jesus. So I'm just trying to do a very quick recap and then see what we can do with the remaining. Hallelujah. I told you on Sunday that some graces don't work well in some locations because of attitude and the demand we place on the grace. You remember that, right? Good. Now it says, but you are what? Read with me. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special. Thank God we are in the special place. Continue. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So people of God, we have been called by God, chosen by God to show forth the praise of God. What does that mean? It's not that we are going around singing, but our life will compel men to glorify God. That is why in Matthew 5, 13, 14, 15, 16, you see it's one of the references there. It says that let your good deeds be seen by men, they will give praise to God. Is that not so? Let your light so shine that men will see your good deeds and give praise to God. There's a dimension of praise where your life commands praise. A dimension of life where your life commands praise from people. People look at you and then they cannot but give praise to God. And you see that in the life of Jesus, in the Gospels. All right? When he would do something unusual and then men begin to glorify God. It's my prayer that in this year of divine life, your life will command praise from people. Your amen could have been louder than that. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen and amen. And so we were saying that every one of us know to a very large extent that life is time bound. You remember that statement? Life is time bound. And we are people created by God for a reason, for a purpose. The fulfillment of our life, how fulfilled and content you are with life, is when you know why and then you leave the why. Praise the name of Jesus. There is a witness within your spirit, man. When you look at your here, you realize that there's a there you must go that is beyond the here. There is a there that is greater than what you are now. Everyone senses that. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So now let's open our Bibles, the book of Proverbs chapter number 19. Hallelujah. Verse number 21. So we want to see how that we'll be able to come to that place of manifestation, and I will direct it in a certain place. Amen. He said, there are many plans in the man's heart. Give me the NIV. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that will prevail. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. You see purpose, you see plans. The reason for plans is purpose. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, plans are the feet that takes you from where you are to where you ought to be. I mentioned on Sunday that there is a here and there is a there. Is that not so? And the there is what you perceive that, no, there's something more to me. There's a glory that is more to me than what I am here. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And so men make plans to get to that there. But when the plans are not in the will of God, it contradicts God's purpose for your life. And we said, some people of God, that for us to come to the place that God has ordained for us to be, it must be God that must take us there. And how does God do that? God does that by divine directions, by the instructions that he gives to us. It is God that must take us to that very place. And one of the key things for us on Sunday that we realized was that it is not a difficult thing to enjoy the leading of God. It is not a difficult thing at all to enjoy the leading of God. And I remember towards the end, I mentioned something that you don't need to fast and pray to hear God. You don't need to fast and pray to know how God leads. And so I was going to give you a dimension of the leading of the Spirit of God. So now let's put the scriptures together and we continue the discussion. Is that okay? All right. So many are the plans in the man's heart, but it is the purpose of God that will prevail. So there is a purpose or a plan that will not prevail. And there is a purpose and a plan that prevails. No matter the hindrances, there's a purpose and plan that will prevail. There's one that will not prevail. All right. Proverbs 20:27. Let's go there. Proverbs 20:27. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Are we there? Okay. Let's read the King James first. We do the NIV and then you give me the Passion. Let me see something. Now, it says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Give us the NIV. Let me see something there. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord that sheds light on one's innermost being. Give us the Amplified as well. Keep a keyboard playing. The spirit or conscience of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching and examining all the innermost part of his being. So according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we know that man is a spirit. He has a soul and has a body. Now, the function of the spirit aspect of man is for searching. And that is God's device of searching. Is that okay? Okay, now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 10. So the spirit of man is the kind of the Lord, is God's device that searches. It's God's device that searches. Now, that is for man. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10 says, but God had revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Remember, we're making the likeness of God, the image of God. So on our part, our spirit searches. On the part of God, his spirit also searches. Is that okay? So the spirit of God searches the innermost part of God, the will of God, the counsel of God. The spirit of God has a function of searching the mind of God, the purpose of God. Jesus Christ says, when he come, he will make known to you. So he's one that makes known. He searches the very depths of God. He is the library of God. Hallelujah. And the same thing, your spirit man also searches. Now let's add this scripture now. We'll just put the scripture together and we'll see where we're going to. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 17. You remember we read all the scriptures on Sunday? How many of you read it when you went home? So today, one of our dear ones here brought somebody to see me, and then the person was writing my name and wrote I-S-A-I-H. And I asked, "You go to church?" The person said, "Yes." I said, "But you don't read your Bible." I said, "It is true. If you read your Bible, you will not get Isaiah wrong." And I said, "You don't even write notes in church." He said, "Actually, it's been long I went to church." See, there are symptoms to check your spiritual level. Hallelujah. It's like you're going to write, I tell you, open in the book of Isaiah 1 verse 2 and open your Bible. Or I say, open Isaiah chapter 68. Then you're opening. Or open Matthew 17. Then you're opening. It just shows that you don't read your Bible. Hallelujah. So in case I'm teaching, I say something, see somebody writing, check the person, doesn't read the Bible. Praise the name of Jesus. Now it says that, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Now remember, we read in Proverbs 20:27, "The spirit of man is the kind of the Lord, it searches." And then we read 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10, "The Spirit of God searches." Now the Bible says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Now let's add one more scripture. Who is the Lord? 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3 18. 2 Corinthians 3 18. It says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory." Take from verse 17 before we come here. Give me verse 17 for a reason. Oh, it said, "Now the Lord is, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?" Now, liberty is not only talking about the fact that you are bound and you are set free, but your ability to live freely what God has ordained you to live in. So to understand that liberty very well, think of Genesis chapter number 1. All that let there be there. Okay? So the Bible says in Genesis 1 verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form," verse 2, "and darkness covered the face of the deep." And it says the Spirit of God moved or hovered or brooded over the waters. And then verse number 3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." 2 Corinthians, I think chapter 4, tells us the God who called light out of darkness. So until God spoke, it seems to say that darkness restricted light from expression. But when God spoke, light be, it means every power that darkness had to limit light from full expression lost its ability. So liberty is not just when necessarily you are bound in chains, but when you are able to live in the exact program of God for your life. And when you are living the exact program for your life, it is called glory. Glory is full expression, not partial expression. Glory is full weight, not partial weight. So when we say God's glory has come to a place, it means that God's fullness in concentration has come to a place. Is that okay, people of God? And so the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, men are able to live the life that God ordained before they were formed. I see you living in that life. Now, so where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Now, when we read 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10, the Bible said the Spirit of God, he searches the very deep things of God and he makes them known to us. The deep things of God are the purposes of God, the plans of God, the counsel of God. We read it already in chapter 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the purpose of God or the plan of God that will prevail. Jeremiah said that God said, "I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you." So there's the plan and purpose of God, and there's the plan and purpose of men. The plan and purpose of God is to bring you to a place of manifested glory. That's what we read in 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Are you following the will of God? Are you following the will of God? That manifested glory is our liberty. But we cannot live it if we've not seen it. If we cannot live it until we know it. And who makes it known to us? It is the Spirit of God. Are you with me? He makes known to us the plans of God. He makes known to us the purposes of God. Now, the issue is that, is it difficult to know those plans? Is it difficult to know those purposes? Is it difficult to enjoy of the release of that information? The answer is no. Why? Your spirit is to search. The Spirit of God is to search. Now that you are born again, your spirit and the Spirit of God are now one. Your spirit and the Spirit of God are now one. What that should mean is that whatever information is in the spirit must have a natural flow into your spirit. Okay, give an example. Now, the first man cannot be compared to the second man. The first man, Adam, as wonderful as Adam was, as glorious as Adam was, he can be compared to Jesus Christ. Are you with me? And we know from Genesis chapter 2 that when God said it was not good for man to be alone, God now brought the animals. When God said it's not good for man to be alone, he must give him a helpmate. He brought pet. So it's not wrong to have pet. Amen. It could be helpful sometimes. Amen. So, God brought the animals. He brought the animals he has created. And then the Bible says that Adam gave names. And there's no record in that place that Adam, when God brought the animals, he now went to prayer and fasting. This one with four legs, what shall the name be? Father, speak to me. Speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. Cow. The cobra. Then that guy would take the whole of his life to name all the animals. But whatever name he gave to them, God said, that is exactly what I'm thinking about. So in other words, what that first Adam was enjoying was that his mindset, thoughts, programs in his mind were just like God. He didn't need prayer and fasting to know what God was saying. He just knew it. Are you here with me? He just knew it. He didn't have to go and pray whether if this woman was the right woman to marry. He just knew it. He just knew it. He didn't have to go and pray and find out, must I travel on this journey or not? I need to hear the tenderings of God and lightnings of God to determine whether I have to travel or not. He didn't need to do that. Now, you see that Jesus Christ came to do the same thing. When there were 5,000 men aside, women and children to be fed, and there was trouble in the committee, Bible says he himself knew what to do. He just knew what to do. So, in God's programming, you as a new creation that have divine life, you that is born again, you that has accepted the lordship of Jesus, you have now become a partaker of a divine nature. That divine nature, information in the Godhead is not a mystery to you. What I'm saying is that it's not spectacular to know God's will for a matter without praying. I mentioned something on Sunday that one of the greatest or successful works of the devil is being able to get us to accept lies against truth. A person who is bound in lies may not have a future as one who is demon possessed. Because demon possessed, in the name of Jesus, I cast it out. It works out. But the person who has been indoctrinated in lies, their lies have become flesh and made his dwelling amongst him. Do you get the point? What will make somebody take himself to a place and strap himself with bomb and then walk to a community where there are children playing, innocent children, pregnant women, innocent people around, and then just stand there, look at them in the face, all of them, Lara Wakwa Bapa, and then he dies and then kills more. And you go and find out, why did you do what you do? Because he was consistently over time indoctrinated about the value of laying down your life for this religion, for this belief. It became so real, they could see paradise before them and how a better life they can have in paradise. Now, that was not the demon that possessed that person. That was lies that had become a doctrine that had been woven into the very fiber of the person's being. Are you the will of God? Now, you see, and that is how come you see in our faith here. You are born again. You are baptized in the Holy Ghost. You pray in tongues, but little of the supernatural you experience. Why? Because there's a being in you called doubt that has been formed by many lies. So Paul now said that you can only be transfigured, transformed, and changed in status by the renewing of your mind. If your mind is not renewed, you have a renewed spirit, but you are still bound in your expression. Are you following me? Are you following me? Now, as long as you think that to hear God's will pertaining to a thing will require a 7 days dry fast in Achaia, if I tell you that God is speaking to you right now, you will not believe it. And I shared with you on Sunday that Cain didn't finish a fasting and prayer. He just finished killing a brother. He had just killed a guy. And then God spoke. He killed Cain. And then God came. Said, Cain, where's your brother? By my brother's keeper. Not after a fasting and prayer. Even Nebuchadnezzar heard God. What am I trying to tell you? There is a place God wants you to come to. And when you move, you've not prayed. TME, I'll put prayer and fasting in context very soon. But hear me carefully. What I want to knock off your head is that it's not hard to know the will of God. In fact, it's so serious that you don't have to sleep to dream to know the will of God. Are you following me, people of God? You don't need to. I want you to understand that it's not difficult. That's what I want to knock off. Because for you and I to come to that place where our lives is showing forth the dimension of God's glory that compels men to ask of our Jesus, we must consistently walk in His will and His purpose per time. But if the mindset is that I can't hear God, and this thing is for special people. So when he's a prophet, he comes and says, God just spoke to me. You just say, wow. And the movies we have watched has not helped us. All the Moses you have watched, all the Jesus movies you have watched so far is a Hollywood dimension. Not a holy, but Hollywood. Not holy. Not holy. Not holy word. It's Hollywood. And so in your mind, the voice of God must thunder in my ears. There must be something spectacular around that must happen for me to know this God speaking. I must be in a certain posture. Then you are waiting for a wind, a breeze. Now it's so serious that even when in our service, we are in service, and then all of us do it. Shh. God is here. It's about to speak to you. Speaking to you. See, all feel spiritual, but I didn't hear anything. I know my father's voice. When I was much younger, he needs to call by name. He whistles. So I can be amongst a lot of children and I just hear. At the age of 5, 6, I'll whistle back. I mean, he's calling me. My sheep, they know my voice. He did not say after they have prayed and fasted, they now know my voice. He is the shepherd that leads us to green pastures, place of full expression. But how shall they be led if to them the voice of their shepherd must be strange? It's not strange. That's where I'm coming to with this. Are you born again? Are you sure you are born again? I want to see, there are some things that when you are asked spontaneously, you must answer. You shouldn't think about it. Are you born again? If you are not, then you can keep quiet. Because you need these basics to be able to get this basic. Let me count here. Say, hey, oh, na unkwajie, huasem, unyeshua. You have a problem. When the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's nothing to do again. Because he must build on something. You see, there are some things that every morning must wake and meditate on. Your new birth is one very important thing. I've mentioned here in accounting, there are some golden rules in accounting. Just two of them. Very simple. For every debit entry, there must be a corresponding credit entry. And yes, sir, I can't understand what I say. Very simple. If you like, don't get it in level 100. Oh, if you're SHS, you know, if you like, don't get it. That's when you realize that when you have finished first degree, second degree, masters, and you are using software, that simple golden rule is the reason you make mistakes in using the application. Very simple. You see, simple things are so, that's what we call them principles, or we call them fundamentals. You see, the things that makes things work are not complex. The things that makes, as simple as read your Bible, pray every day, is all you need to succeed in life. But as complex as those rhema now you are trying to get now, that's why you have a confused life. Some of you have some rhema that the Holy Ghost was not aware how it came to you. That sometimes he wonders, what are you talking about? Very basic things. Jesus loves me. Hey. Simple as that. Depart from sin. Simple. You want us to come and take the Greek and the Hebrew of what it means to have a koinonia and the intimacy of and then we live in a generation that has so much information but very deformed. The very basic things. Basic. Are you born again? It's so serious that even the fathers, the simple songs they gave us to remind us who we are, we have changed it by revelation. I mean, songs like the things I used to do, I do them no more. You have become so matured. They sang these songs to strengthen their chords with God. But you have so much rhema. And we don't sing those songs. The songs are not biblical. I think one time Pastor Jeff that told me that in those days, either him or Pastor Datsun, you know, they use music to strengthen their depth in doctrine. There's one song I've done to remember. And a song like, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. What about Brosso? You and I are sitting here. There are some of you don't read your Bible every day. Are you with me here, beloved God? Why have we become, in quote, so maturely foolish? If I were to ask you, what is the seventh book in the Bible? You don't know it. How many books are in the Old Testament? You don't know it. But you said you have matured. And you know what a very interesting thing? When you obtain doctorate, it's one of the worst things to enter into. Because in the world system of education, the higher you go, the narrower you become. You are doing PhD in what? New Testament. What about the old? Are you seeing? Now, even in the New Testament, there's something it's focusing on. So in the world education, it's like a pyramid. You start broad, but you end. It's by time you have a PhD. You have a PhD in just one area. But the world makes you feel that the PhD, you've acquired all knowledge. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. So you see the arrogance it creates. I'm a doctor of law. Law in what? And to surprise you that a whole doctor in mechanical engineer goes to the fitter. And this boy that could not finish SHS was a Pacho Socano. Your plugs are old. I think she just changed. Now, the advanced person had to develop an automated system where you take the car there, they put plugs on it, and then they check in computer. This guy that was said that when him share, no? Matt's crowd went to me, unya F pano. This guy listens to the engine and tells you all the problem. Who is intelligent? Are you with me? Are you born again? Okay, so if you are born again, the Bible says your spirit is one with the Spirit of God. You understand? The way God made a new creation, you don't need the prophetic service to know who you should marry. The way God made a new creation, you don't need your pastor to tell you, sir, there's these three jobs. I'm saying, I don't know which one to choose. Are you following the will of God? You are just meant to know. You're meant to just know. So now, this is the challenge. Let's put it in perspective now. Please, do you understand what I've said so far? Are you with me? Now, there are several times I've met people. The many benefits in the kingdom of God are waiting for acknowledgement to function. You understand me? Okay. So, for example, everyone sitting here has an angel. It's not a mystery. How do I know? The Bible says so. Peter is set free. He's at the gate knocking. What was the name of that lady that opened it? Went to announce. What's it? Buddy. Akushia. So he said, Peter is at the door. He said, shut up. He's for them to have said that is something that existed. I was praying tonight. I was praying about something different at all. I was just praying. Then it came out of me. I see my angel. So I had to get back to my notebook and I wrote, I see my angel. The Holy Ghost began to show me the scriptures. That I have made these provisions, but when you are not aware, you don't acknowledge. When you don't acknowledge, you don't enjoy it. So you can be an evangelist. And you pray for the sick, but there's no sporadic healing. You may not be able to pray for a lot of people at the same time to be healed. But as soon as the Holy Ghost draws attention to that, and you sit down with the word, and begin to look at all the examples of Christ healing masses, and then you pick a videotape from another man of God working that miracle, stay on it and pray in tongues for 1 month. That grace was not away from me. It was there, just that I did not acknowledge it. Are you with me? So, tonight, I'm drawing your attention to one reality. That by reason of your new birth, potentially, you are one with the Spirit. And if the Spirit of God searches the depths of God and makes them known, it is not a struggle to know, because data flows easily from the spirit room to the man room. Except if sharks have gone under the sea and cut your fibers or something. Which actually happens. So this is the point. I've been saying that it's not about you fasted before you hear. The reason it looks like when you fast, you hear is this. Now, you are supposed to have a daily life of fellowship with the Lord. As long as Adam was in the garden, naming without prayer was normal. But the day he left the garden, he even changed the wife's name. Have you noticed it? Chapter 2, when he woke up, he said, bone of my bone, you shall be called woman. Chapter 3, after the whole incident, he called him Eve. He gave a different name. From that time, men started naming contrary to God's plan. He's meant to be called Abraham, not Abram. So God took initiative to change his name. You must be called Sarah, not Sarai. You are meant to be named based on God's will and purpose. But when you leave Eden, all your conducts are, they fight divine agenda. What am I about Eden? Eden is the place of fellowship. So yes, potentially, you are one. But experientially, there seems to be a problem. Are you getting the whole idea? Are you with me? I saw a clip this afternoon of a dog who was barking at its owner. Reason was because the owner fell ill and for about some 6 months or so has been in the hospital and had lost so much weight. So from afar, the dog is very close to the owner. But from afar, the dog, that piece is a stranger. What is that? The dog was barking, barking. The owner called by name. They might be barking. Was very upset. What human being is that? So the owner's wife got close and then called the dog and tried to get the dog to get close to the man. As soon as the dog got close to the man and sniffed, he just jumped on the man. Because the scent has not changed, but the structure has changed. Are you following? So there are sometimes you have stayed so far away from God, you can't even tell he's the one talking. Are you with me? He's talking. The one I hate is when they say, something told me. At your level, something told you. It shows you are far in fellowship. So fasting, prayer, and study are meant to be daily ingredients of communion so that the potential of the oneness of your spirit, the spirit of God, can become something experiential. So you're going to do a business. You're already there in communion with God. You don't need a retreat to go and get to clarify, can we do this business or not? You are there. It's a daily thing. And so you can just tell that no, it's not from God. You can tell. I hardly hear voice, but I know the voice. You understand? Now, the reason I can't talk to Michael looking at him is because of this veil. This flesh. So I don't know what's in his mind. I see that his forehead is shining, but I don't know what's going on in his mind. Are you with me? Yeah. I can look at him, he'll be like, "Sir, is any," he will go like, "pick anything." But I'm talking in my head. He can't hear because of this veil. This veil, this flesh. Are you with me? But when Jesus Christ shall come and immortality shall swallow up mortality. Now, it is said by many that have had revelations of heaven, and this, of course, comes out of scriptures, that in heaven, thoughts are speeches. But the veil that limits flow of communication is taken away. Are you following me? So it means that even your communion with the Holy Spirit without him talking and knowing is this veil that is causing the disruption in communication. This veil. So when you submit this veil into the discipline, that's why it's called discipline, spiritual discipline. Why is it discipline? Because the flesh doesn't like it. Are you following? Why is it that you are okay and you want to pray? You are very okay. There's no stomach ache. You're not yawning. You're okay. But as soon as you say, "My God, I want to be with God for the next 2 hours," you start yawning. You yawn. Your belly will touch you. A friend will call. It's even who said somehow. Can't you see it? Why is it that when you have a conversation with somebody, your mind doesn't go around? You focus on the conversation. But as soon as you get to prayer, your mind starts running around. Why is it discipline? Is it because my flesh will not cooperate? Maturity is to force the flesh to cooperate. So you get into prayer. "Father, I thank you for the honor to be in your presence. What an honor that my words to you means a lot to you. Just when you start the thing, they thought to come. It's your turn, soon to change it. That you now remember that, I should have called Eugene. Then your mind goes here. Then sometimes you go like, I think my prayer is no longer holy because my mind is going round. And then you stop. And devil is by the side. You pick your Bible to read. You know that King James, E.M., wow. You are meant to go and buy an NIV or Revised Standard. You've bought new hair. You've bought new shoe. You have bought new phone. And you have still not bought a new Bible that you can understand, at least at the basic level. And so it doesn't make you love to read your Bible. Can't you see it's an attack? You see, the attack of the devil isn't what you are thinking of. All those black images you are seeing, the guy is white. He's not black. I've told you. The guy, if we are here now, and something enter here with horns, we all know from the books we have all seen, it's devil. It's so obvious. Okay, but if we're sitting here and a young man enters here in suit, like a banker, holding a briefcase, or just might even give the person front seat, but the suitcase is bomb. Do you get the whole idea here? So the attack, the greatest attack of the enemy on your life are not obvious. The obvious ones are decoys. They sack you from work. It's a decoy, that's not the main thing. The main thing is to stop your walk with God. That you tell God, you are not faithful. I've stopped church. Said, that was my goal. That you receive prophecy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They be a your catcher of saying, I see money smell. I see you walking in money. Omar Kasa, for the past 10 years now, but you're more broke than before the first time you heard it. So now, the next word that will come that is meant to usher you to manifestation, you doubt in the whole of your heart. So the reason, the real attack was that you developed doubt against the release. The manifestation of your glory is in the direction of God. And it's not difficult to access it. Because your spirit is made to search. The Holy Ghost also searches. And you are one with Him. You don't need fasting and prayer for that. However, a daily life of fellowship is what allows the freeness and the frequency. Are you with me? That's why personally, at the early days of my Christian walk, when I saw these things in the Bible, a few of them I saw in the Bible, I told God, I don't want a gift. Give me you. So I've never knelt down to pray for a gift. But I think in my small life, I've operated virtually a lot of the gifts. Naturally. With no strings. No hymns. It's natural. Why? When you focus on building an Eden lifestyle, you just enjoy. It flows easily into you. You see, have you wondered why the most profound prophets married witches? The prophet is very sharp, but their wife is a demon. And everybody knows, only him doesn't know. Because when it comes to being able to identify details, it's an issue of discernment. And discernment is not gotten from the sermons you prepare to teach. It's from the studies of the word for yourself that builds discernment. Are you following me? I'm trusting God for us to come to the place that in this church, you won't come and ask me, Akwanjire. You will not go to the prophet. You will know what to do. That's the goal. Why? Because you have developed that walk with the Spirit of God. I was telling one of us today, I said, why are we fighting against spending more time in prayer? Why do we fight against fasting? Think about it. Why do we fight tithe? Why are you still struggling to give your tithe? Why? Every religion likes money. And every religion emphasizes on economic power. Only the church, we fight it. As long as we don't have money, we'll be doing fellowship here. This is how we'll do the fellowship. It won't go beyond this place. So our ability to live in the fullness of God's glory for us is for us to know what the will of God is pertaining to anything. So if the devil knows that if you know it, you will live it, he will make sure you don't create the atmosphere to know it. And that's why he's doing very well. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? How many of you hear God? Okay. Can you allow him speak to you in every other thing? But then one of my fears is how that we can hear God for ministry and not hear God for character. It's not strange. When it comes to ministry, we can hear God. God says, I should go here and speak the gospel. But why is it that we've blocked him when it comes to other areas of our lives? So when it comes to ministry, I can hear God. That God is telling me, Isaiah, go here right now. On that desert, there's this accountant you must speak to. But when it comes to God speaking to me about my wife, I don't hear it. When it comes to God speaking to me about my academics, I can't hear it. So you're good in English science. When it comes to math, you're not good. So the God of English, the God of science is dead by when time you get to mathematics. Are you getting the whole idea here? And it's mostly because of all these things we have heard that we've not listened to the word of God on them. How can I hear him for my prosperity financially and I can't hear him for prosperity of my body? How come? I thought about something today. There was one day I was praying. After some hours, towards the end of the prayer, I realized I was tired. And it hits me like, wait, oh, Jesus Christ will have a program. He's a guest speaker, the organizer, head of projects. He will finish the program. He will tell disciples who should wait behind that they should go. And he will stay behind, send all the attendants of the beauty of the cross to go home. Then he, after the meeting, he will now go to the mountains somewhere around 9 p.m. or 6:30 in the evening and be there in prayer till morning and go for the next meeting. I thought about it. I said, why were you not tired, Jesus? And I realized something. If indeed you encounter his presence in prayer, you must be refreshed. So until I come to that place where I can stay with God 12 hours in prayer and to feel like I slept 6 hours, I've not started. Now, what I'm saying to a lot of you, so your body needs to rest. How come did they walk for 40 years? None of them were feeble. They didn't have prayer meeting times. All they had was an ark with them, his presence. How come? There are many things the Holy Ghost wants to reveal to us. It's not strange. It's very simple. You can be in the trotter. He will tell you things that will change your status forever. He will tell you things that will make your marriage better. He will tell you things that will make your finances better. There's no area that is a special cause to the Holy Ghost that others he doesn't do. That he has outlet it. That you, for this one, meet Gabriel or Michael. They will help you out with this one. Mine is on this one alone. That's not it. Our entire life must show forth his praise. And it will come by his leading. It's not strange to hear God. That is all I'm saying from Sunday to now. It's not strange to hear God. It's not strange to hear God. If you hear God every day, you'll not be a moody Christian. It's not strange to hear God. It's not strange. I met a lady 2 days ago. She was talking to me. When she was done, I prayed for her. But when I moved, I stood by the door. I said, there's something more you've not told me. Say so you can be free. There was no keyboard, no worship before then. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, we're done. And it was true. Did I hear a voice? No, I just know. It's a knowing my knower. You understand me? And many times I've stood here and I've given prophetic words. I was not hearing anything. I just know it. I can't explain to you, but that's what I'm saying to you right now. My spirit is one with him. The more fellowship you come into, the more oneness you attain. The more oneness, the more God is comfortable to tell you things without even talking to you. Just by looking at you and you gazing at him, things are entering into you. Things are going from you to him. You just know. That's what I'm talking about. Are you with me? Are you with me? You just know. How about that? You just know. You just know. You just know. You just know. Hallelujah. You just know. You're not looking strange. You just know. My prayer for you tonight, the Holy Ghost will stir up that heart for intimacy. One more time. One more time. People of God, I thought you see, this is one you need, though. Suppose one of my very dear ones who has traveled out. I said, how are you? He said, sir, it's not easy, oh. I said, it's not what they said. It's not what they said, though. I said, oh, sure. I said, to two people who were in Ghana doing well. They were doing well, oh. One had a business. And I call, baby, I'll pass our corner. I can't you know. No one should no. Moving a how? Moving on. A how? Forget when they come and they're giving out money, actually. Develop a walk with him and just know it is it time to go here or not? In 2008, during the days of High Five. How many of you ever use High Five? Hey. High Five. That was the social media that was present at that time before Facebook and Instagram, this book came. High Five. When they use you High Five, babe? High Five. Oh. I was there in my office one day. That's somewhere 2008 or 7. And then someone sent me a High Five message. And he said that, can I have your Yahoo Messenger ID? Do you have any Yahoo Messenger before? That one, they've used that one before. And he said, I have been following your ministry. At that time, my ministry crowd was still growing. He said, you are a blessing. There's something I want to do for you. I said, what is it? I said, I want to get you a U.S. lottery visa. I said, che. Last night it was true. After some few months, the person replied, he said, my sister works in the ministries. She came to the U.S. to visit me. I've given her your documents because you won. My parents are witnessing what I'm saying. Mommy, do you remember? They brought the papers. I had to go and look for a man in our church then who was into travel and tours to verify if the document was genuine. The man looked, I said, where did you get it from? I said, somebody from me say, it is genuine. You have to do it. I took the papers, I held it, and it came out of my spirit. I'm not a slave. Mike, I got U.S. lottery visa. I tore it. That couple never spoke to me again. I never told my parents about this. They never spoke to me again. Because their children were in U.S. trying to get papers. They are not getting. Genuine documents. But there was a witness in my spirit. Me by now, I'll be a Muslim. No, see, when you miss out on God's direction, you'll be shocked though. You'll be amazed what you can do. I've been saying some of you are here, if you go to America, you'll be gay. Yo. Yo.
This one that somebody say amen in Trotro, you will not respond. They say, let's go and win souls. You will not go. When you go, cry, how are you? Come to my church. That's what you say. You. New York, Abonte, so end the 1 month. Are you following me? I toyed. I said, I'm not a slave. I'm a king. Should go to US and go to wherever because I want to go and chill or do missions and come back. How can I go to a nation where when they list priority citizens, white man comes, then dog follows where a black man comes? What nonsense is that? That if a car hits a dog and a black man, they will take care of the dog and leave you there. And you want to go there. If God has sent you, go. But if you have not perceived in your spirit man, if you don't catch revelation to deal with, poverty has no geographical limitation. Are you following me? I saw a video that somebody posted of some of the deprived areas in America. Hey, Pastor Jesh, I tell you, some of our areas that we call as slums are better. They are also in U.S. America what? America Nima. They are there. So what I'm sharing with you in this few days is so important. You must know the will of God. Natural. It is natural to your makeup. Because you are a partaker of divine nature. It's natural. You must know it. For other brethren that maybe by reason of circumstances, your spouse is somewhere, I'm praying for you that you will join your spouse. But if you are here, a young man, and the person you want to date is outside and you are here, and you know that you cannot be together until the next 6 years, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? It is not a wife who has money that will break out of poverty. Poverty is a spirit. It doesn't matter. Change location, will attend to you. Just that the poverty in Ghana is a CD poverty. The one in US is dollar. A more do. What do you have here? This dear friend of mine, dear one, in Canada. I say Canada, there's plenty of work. They say, sir, it's not like that, oh. Say, sir, it's not like that, sir. I say, really? Now imagine if I told this person that the Lord is mad, I should not go. You tell the pastor, this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity God opened for me. That's why I've told you. If you come to me, I will scan you and see, will my words mean anything to you or not? If it not mean anything to you, I will pray for safety. But you must go to Egypt. That's the only way you will hear. So are you getting the whole thing here? We all need direction. Is that not so? Because there's more to our lives than where we are. And direction from the Holy Spirit is not difficult. You are one with the Lord. And let that oneness become practical through a daily life of fellowship. It may begin as a discipline, but it will end as a delight. Please, are you with me? Sit down and come up with your own personal spiritual growth strategy. Sit down. Be realistic. I can pray 1 hour every day. I will do it. Cut down the sleep. The sleep is not helping your life. The sleep is too much. We have parents here who sleep 4 hours a day. For how many years? And dear brother, sister, how old are you? You can sleep. Holy Ghost will wake you. You will get up. You go and we drink water and come back and continue. We wake you up for prayer, small prayer on Zoom and WhatsApp just to help all of us. You will never attend it. Let me count him, I say. And those of us that think that we are so spiritual, we don't need anything, we have God for the Lord. When you start by saying, you don't know. Whatever you did to get where you are, you must repeat it and increase it to stay and go far. There's no time to slack. Please, are you with me? We are in a very dark season. People say they are Christians, but they're doing crooked things to make money. Don't envy anybody. You need this divine direction to have it clean. Are you with me? Are you, please, are you with me? I'm so passionate about this, people of God. You need it. You are in a hurry to marry. Calm down. Cool down small. Cool down. Let the Lord, owner of your life, tell you who this person is. Forget the beard, so. You need direction. Are you with me? Are you with me, people of God? Are you getting what I'm trying to say, people of God? Rise to your feet. This dawn, in fellowship, the Spirit of God laid in my heart. And it says, the Lord is my maker and he's still making. He has not stopped being my maker. You get it? Jesus Christ says, come unto me. He said, follow me and I will make you. Papa was just telling me right now. Yours is to be with him. You do the making. You cannot leave Jesus aside and go for worldly principles. So we are not staying with him. We borrow the principles of the world, massage them, use it, break through, and ascribe it to God. And God said, you did this in my name, but I don't know you. And Papa said, I should tell you that what we are sharing are the basics. These are the things that will make you. Oh, you see, I'm sorry to say this, but this generation will love Rhema. Like we love teachings that are wow. Wow teachings. Eh? Are you with me? Oh, are you here with me? I'm not saying I don't like it. Oh, I mean, it's powerful. It's good to have wow teachings. It's good to move from the initial doctrines and go to the other things. It's powerful. But most of the time, the things you call wow is because you're not reading your Bible. Is that not so simple? The day he taught us on Huperitas, and your Bible might be any easier. And why? Huperitas, some of you have it on your phones. We all have it on your friend saying, you version. You pick the strong, they say, oh, click here, Huperitas, ne honum. But we are not diligent to study. So when someone is diligent to study, we're like, wow, this guy is deep. Then you stop listening to your pastor and listen to the person. Are you here? There are many Christians who don't go to church because their pastor is Reverend Jerry Eze. That's not your pastor. That's not a pastor. He's a pastor to those in his church, not to you online. You don't have a pastor. The fact that you are eating of the bread being distributed by the disciples doesn't make you know Jesus. Are you following me? If you develop this walk with God, be practical. That's what I want to do. I want you to pray for grace to do this. Are you following? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? I know there are times you might fail, but don't stop. Keep doing it. Write it down. Work at it. Tell yourself, January I was praying 30 minutes. That will not help my destiny. It can't help my walk with God. Increase to 1 hour. Stop the Instagram. Stop the Facebook. Forget the Twitter. Tell yourself, I will walk with God to become a news that men will Google about me. If I have slacked in my walk with God, then that will not be the case. May you be that one to Google about to check about you. Are you here with me? I want to pray this last prayer and we go. Time is already spent. Lord, the grace to develop the discipline of communion. How many of you genuinely want to build that intimacy with God? Lift your right hand, let me see. Genuinely. If you are not sure, don't raise your hand. Because I'm going to pray for you. If genuinely you have this, you realize that whatever time you decide in your spirit man to wake and pray and study, the Holy Ghost will be there to help you. Holy Spirit of God, you are a helper. See our hands, O God. We long to labor in your presence. For every one of us here, let your help be made manifest now in the name of Jesus. Let your help be made manifest now in everyone in the name of Jesus. Peace.
The key to the supernatural is simply obedience. Pastor Dave, the Lord told me this morning, he said, at every point in time, the people of God are supposed to enter into destiny manifestation. The prophetic is released. Prophetic is not strange, it's instructions. That's all. Are you with me? Tell yourself, me, perfect, I will give myself to prayer and the word. Until I see a change, I will not stop. You will see what happened to you. It's not possible you be with God and be the same.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, their special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.